It's time to learn about the music industry from the inside out. Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio.
Hip Hop National Radio.
Yeah, y'all know what it is.
Get ready to hear today's newest stars of hip hop, rock, pop, R&B, gospel, and more.
That's it.
Welcome to Hip Hop National Radio. This is your boy Poetic, and tonight I'm excited because here we are again with another topic to present to you about this music business. But before we get started, I'd like to go ahead and cover the show as we always do right here on Hip Hop National. Lord, thank you once again for allowing us to come together collectively as a community. And Lord, we ask that you, as we communicate, you touch every ear, every mind that is listening. Let them know that you are in charge, that none of this exists without you. I want you to bless them in Jesus' name as we pray. Amen. Tonight, guys, we're talking about, with the overload of free music, how does a record company make money? You know, don't get me wrong, in past, which I won't say in the past, it really still exists. So record companies would, they had ways in recouping their money. Usually they made money on the sale of the CDs and the music, you know, music being sold as in the sense of the CDs that we got in the stores and all of that. CDs is, as we know it, is disappearing slowly but surely, especially on the retail side of things. The Recording Industry Association of America says about 90% of the records that that major recording labels put out fail to make a profit. And the question is, why is that? Is it because technology has moved us into another era in which we need to reinvent ourselves, that we have to understand that things have changed? Somebody moved our cheese. So the question is tonight, how does record companies make money with all the free music that's out there? And I'm going to open up my line to my boy Rotto. Rotto, tell me, what do you think about tonight's topic? The overload of free music. How does record companies make money today? Your thoughts.
Well, you know, it's a good subject. This is a good subject. You know, they're making money doing a 360, and they're making money because that off of the product also, you know, and I'll be able to talk about that and explain that to you, because see, you know, I don't think you've really analyzed what's free.
You said I haven't analyzed what's free?
I don't think so.
All right. So okay, good. I love to get into that with you, Rondo. So Let's go back a little bit before we even get started too deep into why it's free now, okay? Before
okay.
We go into the analytical side of what's free.
Okay.
Right up. My question is, okay, recording costs. There was a time that a record company would allot a budget to a music artist. Sometimes they'll give from, I'll say, they may sign an artist from $100,000 to $500,000 and give them a budget to put out a record. Now my question is, whose money is being spent on the recording to be recorded? Is it the record company or is it the artist company? Money.
Okay. Well, see now. Okay. You've got the label signed artist versus the independent artist. The label-signed artists, they're still putting up for the recording and what have you. the independent.
Yeah, but whose money is that coming out of? Whose pocket? I mean,
oh, well, yeah, it's all a financial loan. It's an investment that the industry is going to recoup. Just, you know, they don't put it out there and don't expect that is going to be considered an expense that is going to be recouped from the sale of the product. Oh, no.
Okay.
Just as the independent shouldn't overlook the expense that they have gone through to produce a product, they should see that as something to be recouped before they can say they've made any money.
Mm-hmm. Well, the advantage of the independent is, the disadvantage is they don't have some of the resources that the majors have as far as, you know, putting out a record. But the advantage is when they do put out something, they stand a chance more to recoup their money faster than the majors does.
Do you think so?
Because they get the lion's share of the money in which they sell the CD, and instead of it being chopped up by, you know, all of these resources that's tied to the packaging, the manufacturing, you know, the distribution, promotional costs, all of this stuff before it even come to back to the record company, to the label, to the artist.
But are you talking about, you know, I'm not sure if you're given the right outlook on the independent artist that's achieving a product that's industry quality. We're talking about the mixing, the mastering, and all of that. You know, there's a cost in there, whereas you say they recoup, but it's already been initially paid out. So, I understand that. But then if you're competing with the label with a product, you know, are you talking about your CD is as the standard of the industry where you have a label on it and you have it in a CD format such as in a jewel case? Or are you sidestepping all of those and you're going
I'm not sidestepping any of them. So I'm open for discussion.
But why I asked you that is I'm trying to see if you're saying two products of equal look, equal sound, are you saying that the independent artist there's an expense to that? I mean, I understand what you're saying, but, you know, we can overlook it and say the artist starts getting his money in his hand first, but there's money that's been paid out to make that product. The duplicating of his CD, let's say he wants 1,000 of them, okay, to duplicate that, there's a price tag on that. Money coming back because he's in direct control of the CD, okay, that's one thing. But it's still, you've got to make that money back before you can say you made a profit or you're in the hole.
All right,
put it this way.
Most major labels, they're probably gonna spend make press up from 1,000 to, not 1,000, 100,000 to 500,000 CDs. So 9 times out of 10, they're gonna get those CDs for 50 cents or less. Whereas a independent, he may be paying. He probably make press up 10,000 CDs, but he's gonna buy those CDs at probably $1.20.
Okay.
And when he gets paid, he only pressed up about 10,000. When he get paid, the lion's share goes back into his pocket, whereas the major label, they done put out over 500-some thousand CDs, and they still haven't recouped cost for the CDs.
Okay, but you, okay. Okay, if we tip the scales and we magnify one side and we don't look at the other side and the total cost that it took that independent artist to make that CD, studio mm-hmm. time, you know, production time, leasing the song, creating the music.
I can be honest with you. As an independent, the average independent, I'm not talking about the Macklemores, and I'm not talking about, you know, the independent that's got a $100,000 budget. I'm talking about the independent of today that's trying to get out there. They typically don't have a $100,000 budget.
Well, okay, but see, all right, okay. Well, see, now, you know, I'm not trying to say you're wrong, but trying to give you a closer look at the cost. The cost. See, okay. See, and I understand what you're saying.
Take me down the Yellow Brick Road. I mean, what are they going to spend their money on? Recording
okay.
cost, definitely.
Okay, first of all, now, let's just say...
The recording cost.
Okay, recording cost. You're only speaking one aspect. Are you speaking of all aspects, the musical track? Are you buying that from somebody?
I'd like you to break that down to me.
Well, okay, the independent artist still has to look at this thing, just like the big business does, because, you know, it's not magic. You know, I've got a song. You've got the music. Where did you get it from? Did you get it from someone else that produced that song? And if so, was there a cost in leasing that song? Because you said $10,000. Okay, that's a lease. That's not a buy. You can do that, and in leases they agree to allow you to be able to produce that type of $10,000 so that you can sell that CD. Okay, so there is a cost to that. So you have the music. Okay, once you have the music, okay, the independent artist gets those files. He takes those files. He either has his own studio. Now, his studio may have cost him some money, you know, so we're looking at a cost that hasn't been recovered there when he does the tracks and he does the vocal. Does he have equipment that's going to define, amplify, and put something to his voice that's going to be of the standard of the industry? Because, there's all kinds of little things that are necessary, you know, which you may not be aware of. There's what they call warmth in the mic. There's what they call doubling. There's what they call, you know, the T-Pain effect, which you hate.
Yeah,
you know, there's all kinds
all of that
different
stuff. What you're talking to me, does it cost me extra just to use the T-Pain effect, the doubling? Do
you got
to
buy it.
Any extra? Huh?
Yes, it does. You can go in a studio, but these things are going to cost you money in additives. If you're going to rent
let's say I went to a studio to record, are they going to charge me extra just because I put the T-Pain effect on it?
Well, first of all, yeah, because either you're paying for an engineer that's going to operate it and that's going to set it and regulate it, or you're going to be doing it yourself. See, these extra things cost money. You just can't walk in and rent the studio time.
Now, remember, I do want you to take me down the Yellow Brick Road to this overload of free music that's out here today.
Well,
and
yeah.
How does the company make money?
Now what you said is a misnomer. That music out here is not free. It costs the artist money. Irregardless of what we think.
It costs the artist money. This is the point. This is where I'm coming from.
Okay, but listen. And it costs the industry money.
Okay, listen. It costs them the artist money. But today, what's happening is the artist is competing with so many other people who's giving it up for free to the public.
Well, but see, if you go on any of the sites, and
this is what they found.
They
give you free downloads for free.
No. Listen. Or
we'll take your place, they put it on Facebook and say, hey, check out my new song, a free song.
Okay, but listen to me.
What?
That's the mistake of the independent artist.
this is what I'm talking about tonight.
Okay, no,
that's
no, but you know why it
we're
is?
Going.
Do you know
Thank
why?
You.
No, but
we're
listen
going
to
there.
Me.
You're going
listen
there.
To me.
Thank you. Keep going.
Okay, oh. But the if you go to any of these sites, and the young folks haven't picked up on this yet, but I picked up on it, and I, you know, and it's real. You go to any of these sites, independent artists, you can listen to their music from front to back. You go on there, and a labels artist, if you notice when you play it back, it's going to skip, it's going to glitch, and you go, well, wait a minute, what's wrong? Why is this happening? They've now set. The industry has now implemented interrupts and glitches to where you're thinking that you're going to hear the song, but you can't. There's something that, you know, I've went to listen to artists that have died.
Dude, I was listening to Eminem today. I was just going down, listening to a few of his songs, me and my nephew. And we listened to a few songs. We didn't have no glitches. It was nice.
Okay, but see, but guess what? Guess what? You listen to them.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Those are archived. You're listening to them. But you couldn't download those songs, could you?
No.
Okay.
I didn't try. I put it this way. I got to say this. I didn't try to download them today. But
okay.
I've been able
were
to
they
download
on Eminem's site?
No. This
okay.
Is on
now, listen to me now. So what you're doing is you're going on a person that posted that song, which technically
it goes without saying. I understand all of that, what you're saying. All I'm saying is the availability of music today it kind of drives me nuts, because don't get me wrong, that was a portion of the industry that they were able to recoup money by after they did the recording, they put the music out there, and then they were able to recoup money, and these people was able to get a livelihood. It's taken it by being so free. And don't get me wrong, we are notorious for doing it in hip hop. Notorious.
Reality. Yeah, but it's they're changing. They're glitching the brand new stuff. I've gone on a few sites.
I mean, if you had any suggestion on how to make a profit in today's free library of music.
You can listen to it freely.
And you can listen freely to music today.
Yes.
And don't get me wrong, because you can listen so freely to music today, it takes the bite off of having to buy the music.
Well, okay, you can. Okay, now. Okay, listen. You might think that it takes the bite. But what can you record it on?
Excuse me?
You as a listener, when you hear it, what can you record it on?
Rada, I'm not trying to be funny. You can download this music and play it on
okay,
your
but
iPod.
No,
you
can
download this music and put it
okay,
on
no,
your
but
MP3.
Wait a minute. What I'm asking you is a question. Download it from where?
LimeWire.
Okay, a major industry artist, you can do that.
I promise you.
And does it cost you?
No.
Have you tried it?
I'm not guilty of doing any of this. I just
no,
know
no, no. I just
people.
Asked you a question.
I know people who do this stuff.
Okay, but listen to me. And I'm going to say this to you.
Yeah,
all through the history of recorded music, you have always been able
to
captivate it and have it for free.
Okay. I'll take that.
They had reel-to-reel tape. They had 8-track tapes. They had cassette tapes. And they tried to eliminate any way that anyone can capture it. Because what machine do they have now that can, for the public to be able to buy, that records music? Tell me
we have a 612-581 area code who have just raised their hand to participate. How are you doing? Welcome to Hip Hop.
Pretty good.
National.
How are you doing?
Pretty good.
I'm on. I'm calling you from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Producer for the Ozzo Music Show. Air various bands from the UK. Just totally awesome people that come my way. And I saw your message today.
Who do we have the pleasure of having us on the phone with today? Who is this?
My name's Oz of the Ozzo Music Show here in America.
Ozzo?
Oz.
Oz. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my wife's name is Zoe, so the music show is called the Ozzo Music Show.
All right. Welcome
and right now I'm actually editing Sam Batt, who's from the UK, and she does the Batt Test every year.
Awesome. Welcome to the show.
So I got some killer footage today.
I have a question for you.
Sure.
Now, do you believe that the music that we have on the internet is free? And in other words, there's an overload of free music available to the public. I'm not saying it cost, it was free for the artist to create it. It's free and it's available to the public. My question is, how are record companies making the money?
Well, my thought on that is I actually do a free music show, but I guess the rewards are I'm a musician, so I get to play with everybody that swings through town. If not, I hook up with them. But I really think it's crazy the way the music industry's gone, because I started touring when I was, like, real young. I worked for Ray Charles, B.B. King as a roadie, and record sales were a fantastic thing even for the roadie, because I could get a whole handful of them given to me, and that was extra bucks. Nowadays, you can't even give the stuff away, you know? So I'm explaining to you that I think it's really a harsh subject, you know, because the musician puts it on YouTube, and it's pretty much up for grabs. So what I do is I basically say, look, I can help you promote your music, but I got to get written permission to air it. So there's no monetary gain. I'm just kind of putting them out there, you know. And
okay.
I guess the only reward I get, it's not really money. I'm just, like, doing it because I love music. Had a liver transplant 7 years ago, and I decided that I couldn't roadie anymore, but I could still be part of the music business without having to make a killing for money.
Okay.
So okay. It's a real hard question to answer. You know, I think there's a lot of crooks out there. I really feel that.
Well, the thing is, it's a lot of money go into it, and we were getting into that. We you're looking at, I mean, manufacturing costs, and then as a record company, when the money does come in, you're going to have to pay your performing artists their money. You're going to have to also pay the mechanical royalties and the composers and publisher royalties. So from there, you already didn't chop your pie up where...
You've pretty much chopped into all the pile, yeah. That's pretty much what you're saying, yeah. I mean, it's outrageous, really, because, I mean, where do you get the money to pay the actual product, you know? I've had a lot of people come through my TV station and put out some really good music, and then they got stuck with a $36,000 bill for recording and, you know, packaging, labeling, what have you. But nowadays not many people are buying music because it's all out there to grab, you know.
Okay.
I'm going to take a quick break and get some
in. Right on.
So,
well, he's right.
Yeah.
He's right. But but now you have to look at this. You know, the label has got a stable of different artists, okay? And there's always a tour. See, now when the label puts the artists on YouTube and what have you, they monetize the hits that are coming to YouTube. You got to realize they're getting paid
for the actual,
somewhat
yeah.
on a lot of these, you know, because they have advertisements and all that. When somebody wants to go over and hear a Katy Perry or somebody, okay? So, you know, they're getting money back for that. But they also create tours with more than one artist, okay, which has a drawing power. We often talk about the 360 deal, you know. So by promoting and packaging and video and YouTube and that coming back, the music industry, they're making their money back. We're not talking about the artists making money. We're talking about the music industry making money. Okay?
Well, I've heard what people where I can tell you the artists really don't ever make money.
Well, yeah, but
that's
correct, because the music industry gets theirs first. So they're not given any more, you know, they're getting what they've put up front for that artist, such as, like you said, the studio time, promotion, the video, all of that. But they're getting money back off of the sales that might happen, the video, okay? Then it's up to them to promote and send that artist on tour. Now, they might drop the ball, and let's just say that that artist is not the full package. They can't send that artist on tour. Or let's just put it like this. That artist that they might have signed, they thought had potential. But who do you put this artist with that is going to be a tour that's going to make all of those artists shine? See, you know, that's like, what was it? Boyz II Men toured with MC Hammer, and they were the warm-up group. Boyz II Men got a standing ovation as they left the stage. MC Hammer came back on, and the audience wanted more of Boyz II Men. Okay.
That's pretty funny.
But no, that happened up here in Washington State, and it was they wrote it up in the newspaper and what have you about the warm-up group being the actual showstoppers. And so the thing about it is that you have to look at it, and you know, that's like having a racehorse. They all look good when you take a picture. They all have stats, okay? But when you put them out there on the track, there's going to be those front runners. And those are the drawing ticket. You know, in this industry, I've ran across, so many talented artists and musicians, and they didn't make it. Was that because they didn't have one of the edges on the coin? We always talk about three sides. They might have had a product, but they didn't have the live performance package. And then maybe they just, the public just didn't embrace them as the label might have hoped. You know, you've got a Biz Markie. Now, okay, you know, how far did he actually go? You see, and then you can go over to somebody like, you know, Weird Al Yankovic,
Biz
who was on television show.
Biz Markie.
Huh?
I said, I said Biz Markie, not Biz Markie.
Well, okay, but guess what?
Yeah.
he wasn't that big that I remember exactly how to pronounce
to
that.
Right.
But I did remember Weird Al Yankovic. Okay? Now, see? And,
I'm saying,
you know,
man,
which
he
one?
On that dude, man, he come at you, I'm telling you.
Well, you know what? That wouldn't mean I wouldn't have love for him. But that just would mean, hey, guess what? I really hadn't been introduced, or do I know how you spell your name?
Hey, Raw Dog, let's go ahead and take us a quick break, okay? And
yeah, it's that time.
Yeah. So I want to say this, guys. Talking about free right now, well, I'm going to give you an opportunity to upload your music for free at www.hiphopnational.com. We want to connect with your music as soon as you are able to upload it. Also, we have a mixtape, so submit your music for the mixtape submission. And we conduct interviews here, and it's all to help you promote yourself as a music artist. Connect with us at www.hiphopnational.com. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. Y'all stay with us. There's more on the other side.
Hip Hop National Radio presents KO with their smash single, Cry Wolf, Cry Wolf. Mean Girls. Photoshop. Original. Dry Wolf, Mean Girls, Photoshop, Original, all hot songs from KO. To hear more from KO, that's K-A-Y-O, visit online at KOblowKisses.com. It's a one-stop shop to get all the hits and info from KO. KO, Cry Wolf, a hip-hop national radio exclusive.
Hip Hop National Magazine has everything you love about being part of the hip hop generation and more. The magazine has A-list celebrity interviews from hip hop national partner, The Val the BB Show, style, fitness, news, health, craft, music from all genres, artist development, also articles with business decision makers on how to succeed in the entertainment industry. Read Hip Hop National Magazine online and in print. Visit hiphopnational.com. Get your Hip Hop National news from the number one source, Hip Hop National Magazine.
You've got 5 minutes? I've got That Celebrity Interview. Hi, I'm Valder Beebe, host of The Valder Beebe Show. Join me daily for my new brand, That Celebrity Interview. I get the opportunity to chat with the world's most fascinating people. I interview actors and directors and entertainers, celebrities, and everyday people on important topics and issues and life-changing causes. My interviews are authentic, revealing, and personal with my guests, who are in a 21st century mode. They're either in studio, by phone, satellite, or in exotic locations. I've interviewed people in Istanbul, Israel, London, all across the globe. Tune in daily to That Celebrity Interview. Go to ValderBBShow.com for broadcast locations of That Celebrity Interview. I'll see you there.
And we're back. You're listening to Hip Hop National Radio. We're deep into the discussion. Tonight we're talking about With the Overload of free music available here now on the internet from various artists around the country. How does record companies make money today? So that's what we're talking about. And Rondo, what you laughing for? That wasn't a joke.
Hey, I want you to do while I'm talking, I want you to just go over and do what I did. And it would just trip your ass out. Okay, hey, talking about free music. Now, you know, I'm going to say it like this. Is it free? No, it's not free. It is a, you know, this is a business. There's investments of different dollar amounts. you know, the independent artist has to realize that they're in competition with the music industry. Why are you posting everywhere as an independent artist your whole song? You're not giving them anything to be desired. No curiosity, nothing. You know, I understand the ego, and I understand the reasoning of wanting people to recognize you. But recognizing you isn't necessarily exposing yourself. You know, the thing about it is, yes, okay, you know, hey, as individuals, we have egos. But the egos are getting in the way of you being able to earn money. I mean, you know, by putting it on there, you're all your friends and your relatives, well, you know, send it to them on a personal level. Don't put it out there for the world. The world is not your friend. They are your consumers. They are your customers, just like the music industry. You know, the music industry, you know, they captivate on the publishing rights, having a studio, having a team that of financial people that are going to create the events, to promote the events and tour their artists. I remember when Motown had their artists going from place to place on a bus. Not one, not only the Miracles, but the Temptations, you know, and the Supremes. They'd all be on one bus, Aretha Franklin. They'd call it the Motown Review. That was when they were capitalizing on the point of all their artists. Yeah, that's before the Internet, but the industry's still doing the same thing. The industry is putting together artists until they have become headliners to the point where they don't have to do that. And the artist has fulfilled their contract. Listen, if you was a racehorse and you won the Kentucky Derby, you would get something more than one of the horses that ran in it. You won. You were the front runner. The point in this music industry is to be original, to be a front runner, to be a business. You're going to have to invest in yourself. Your product is going to have to be as good as it can be. And that means that you have all the avenues that the industry has, but it's going to cost you out of your pocket. A lot of people think they can just do a song. They don't have to mix, master it. A lot of artists that sing think all they got to do is just sing the line. But what about when you hit a note that just wasn't quite there? They've got things for that. Costs money. Technicians to work on it. That costs money. Because if you don't know what you're doing, you're not going to be able to do what you need to do. And then what about the equipment that you're doing it on? You know, this business is a business. If you were a carpenter and you were going to work for a contractor, he's going to ask you, do you have all the tools that's necessary to do the job? That's the question. That's the reasoning. Your music isn't free. Don't let them think your music is free. You know, hey, let them know you had to invest, just like the industry. Stop giving it up for free, you know, until you're ready. And when you give it up as a promotion, pay that additional cost to get the consultant to get it put in the right spots so that, hey, you can get a distribution deal. But then once you get a distribution deal, make sure you have the other package so you can ride on top of that. You know, the trippy part is that Macklemore became rich off of his tour, riding off the promotion package of the distribution for his CD. The man went all over the world and still can go back all over the world. Will he be a one-hit wonder? Okay, that we got to see. You know, Sir Mix-a-Lot, he was a one-hit wonder, but he capitalized on that tour. They don't just stop in every state. They go all over the world. Remember, this is global. Music is global. You know, there are places that they don't speak English, that they welcome artists, you know, because they're familiar with the melody. See, artists think they can be one-sided. Oh, they're following everything I say, blah, blah, blah. Not necessarily. They don't understand English. What is it about that song that attracted them to the concert that you're throwing over in China, over in Russia? You know, you got to understand that music is an international pleasure. And therefore, no, anybody putting out music, tell them, this is not free. And they'll understand. And tell them, hey, this did not happen overnight. And those that think and say and give it out, say, oh, I did this last night. You might as well just shove it to the side. Because if they did it in one night, let me tell you something. When you listen to it, you can tell. Oh, you just didn't have nothing else to do. This is a hobby. You don't put out something you do in one night. That's a lie. Did mixing and mastering happen in one night? No. Did the retake on a line that you needed to do, did that take one night? No. So, okay, take the foolishness and quit fooling yourself, and you'll understand. Poetic, you there?
Yes, sir. I've been listening to you, man. Been schooling me and teaching me.
Did you understand what I said?
Man, I understood it all, sir. I can just tell you like this. What you vocalize was knowledge, bro. And then you vocalize, what you vocalize was something that these artists really needed to hear.
Well, you know, I got love for them.
Their music carries value. It carries weight. Don't get me wrong, it's not that we need to shut down giving out our music, but we should just give a sample piece of music.
Right, until you're ready to promote yourself. Listen to me.
Anything you put on the web should be in cue and an out cue, and then going to the next song. Just a sample of what you got. And if they like the product, then they buy the product. Don't get me wrong, even the record industry should wake up and do that. And then once we set the pace, things are great.
Okay, but you know what?
What?
A recording is like a book. Do you know the book, how it begins and how it ends, and have you heard?
Unless you read it.
Unless you read it. But then what if they tell you before every page of it, would you buy a book anymore? If that's the same way as a recording. If you hear it from front to back.
I can literally see, and this is for real. I can really visualize how records could be sold again.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And the thing it is, it does that there's definitely a vision to, and a plan, how music could just be sold and reach the masses. Rodolph, please go into talking just for a second. Please.
Okay, all righty. That's what I love about you, Poetic. You know what? Twyla's been listening to us. She hasn't raised her hand. She's just been kind of listening to us. And I'm going to tell you, I can appreciate the point of understanding, this music industry. You know, I told a story the last time we had a show about an artist, and I told you that artist had just put out a single. And on my Facebook, I got 28 messages about this single. And he was saying, how hot it was and this and that and the other. And you got to go out and buy it and what have you. You can download it here, download it there, purchase it, that type of thing. And he gave a snippet of it. Well, the snippet was actually too much. Because he didn't ask anybody. He did it. He was inside the box. His ego was protruding. and he has style. He is very talented, but the song does not move. Okay, almost
who
gave away the title of an artist up in this area.
Oh, okay.
You
hey,
know,
brother, we have Terrence Evans on with us. Terrence, welcome to the show. Tell us where you're calling in from.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Go ahead, Terrence.
Hello?
You have the floor, sir.
I cannot hear anything. I can hear you on the cell phone. I can't hear you on my phone.
Okay.
Hello?
Are
Hello?
You there, Terrence?
Hello?
He's got to get right with the world.
Yes.
Why don't you run a quick commercial, and then we'll see if we're having difficulties.
All right, guys, we'll be back in just a moment. We're definitely having some technical difficulties here on the show, so y'all stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
Industry professionals, have you been looking for an outlet to get your music heard? Hip Hop National Radio and HipHopNational.com, your digital service provider to get the best music first. Pop, rock, jazz, R&B, gospel, and etc. All genres of music with a hip-hop twist. This is your chance to get it first
and stay on top of the competition.
HipHopNational.com is for you. Log on now.
Okay, let's see if you're ready to promote your record. Hot music production? Check. Artwork and artist bio ready? Check. Advertising, marketing, and promotions? Let's begin. Start your buzz right here on Hip Hop National Radio. We're more than just radio. We have an exclusive magazine, a national flyer buddy system, an exclusive artist interview line, and we educate you on the way. And if you're ready, email us your MP3 today to mymp3@hiphopnational.com. Be sure to include the artist's name, song title, and contact phone number. And after you email us, give us a call at 877-580-8555. That's 877-580-8555. Hip Hop National Radio, your platform for advertising, marketing, and promotion. Start advertising right here, right now, on Hip Hop National Radio. We're on standby. Email us and give us a call.
This station is a member of BOB, Band of Online Broadcasters, powered by Cloud Radio.
All right, guys, we're back. I think we've cleared up the problem. We got Terrence Evans on deck with us. Terrence, if you would, please tell us where you're calling in from.
I'm calling in from Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. How are you?
We are doing terrific, sir. Terrence,
okay.
Tonight?
Yeah.
We'll talk about the overload of free music that's available over the Internet today. How does record companies make money in today's environment? You got the floor, sir.
You know, I've been asking myself this question recently, because I'm looking at promoting a bunch of different artists, and I have a record label, and you know, I think the work itself, all the stuff that the record company used to do, like promoting the artist, you know, from the ground up, from nobody to a big superstar, has now been passed on to the individual artist himself. And I think where the money comes in for the record companies is once they can find that artist who has done, let's call it level 1, 2, and 3 promotion and marketing, where that person has got a profile online, that person has music that's getting record play or airplay, I think they just latch on to that individual and blow them up. And so I think the record companies, as we have known it, are now what we would call distribution channels, digital distribution channels. And the record companies themselves, if you note, are hanging on to the old favorites and the people who have made them big money in the past. And you only see them doing concerts or advertisements or something. So I think the record company itself has gone multi-conglomerate, where they're selling products, they're selling advertising, and they're doing placement almost as if you would for a bottle of Coca-Cola. They're doing placement for the artist, and I think that's where the money is coming from today. I think the market and the way that we know our record companies and labels has really shifted. And so to answer the question, I think they're making their money in big budget films and ad placements with the artists. And as far as distributing music and making music from that, I'm sure that they have a few of their regular companies that have a pretty big distribution rights. That's what I see from my side right now anyways.
I tell you, I was listening to what you said. You brought up a valid point, actually. And I wanted to get Rondo's thought about this, too. I'm hearing some noise coming from you in the background, so I'm going to put it on. I'm going to go ahead and put you on mute for a moment until I come back to you. Okay. But I wanted to get Raw Dog's take on this. Raw Dog, he said that the record companies are dealing with some of, you know, like the favorites, the ones that they know who make solidly bring in that money for them. So they give them the more shine. And as you, if you turn on terrestrial radio today, you're going to hear a top few artists that's going to be played over and over and over again. Do you think he make a valid point there?
Yeah, he makes a valid point there, but you got to realize, okay, now it turns into a blueprint pattern that they apply to analyzing the artist. You know, I'm going to say this to you. I saw 2 Chainz in a conversational interview with someone, and I was very impressed with his intelligence. I wouldn't have expected the character that you see to have been as intelligent in his presentation of whatever the topic was that he was talking with this other gentleman, and his analysis of how he had grown to fame in the music industry. See, you know, you can take an artist, and believe me, I've known a lot of them, and some of them are tutti frutti. And by that, what I mean is that, yes, they might have a magnificent voice, but okay, their character or their work ethic or their attitude stop them from becoming a superstar. Look at Chris Brown. Very talented, but he's been getting in trouble. If Chris Brown wasn't the total package, he would have never have made it as far as he's made it. He can dance, and he can sing. And it fits the blueprint of the young ladies thinking, oh, he's handsome. Okay? Not a Biz, did you say Marquee?
Yeah, Biz Marquee.
Okay. Who didn't fit that mold, okay? Couldn't sing, had very, very bad voice, and he was not the glamour guy. But because of Chris Brown's conduct and attitude, he's fallen in the ratings of the chosen one. When he got into that skirmish with Rihanna, there were a lot of people that rallied against his actions. CeeLo is now in court. CeeLo had been embraced by the fans. Okay? Now he's got a court case of drugging and I think rape.
Whew.
He's no longer on The Voice.
Oh, yeah.
He's replaced by guess who? Pharrell. Everybody loves Pharrell. His little Mountie hat, his working with the children, him with Daft Punk, Daft Punk, international fame. Wow, what a package. See, there is that point of the industry and what they're doing. Here's a question. Is Michael Jackson alive? They just put out a CD. Or it's coming out. Is he alive?
You know, he didn't record it. He didn't record it so much music, man. The man ain't.
But not. But see, guess what? Get now. Think about this. How much did the industry have to spend to make a CD?
Well, you know, Michael Jackson.
No, wait a minute. Listen to me.
Bank in itself, so they definitely gonna put out something.
Okay, but listen to me. It was not perfect when he was alive.
Mm-hmm.
They put the technicians to work in completing the vocals on that and making them correct.
Yeah. Hold one second, Rondell. Terrence,
sure.
when you're ready to join into the discussion, or anybody who wants to join into the discussion, all you have to do is press the number 1. And those who are listening by their computer to join in, call us at 213-559-2995. Again, it's 213-559-2995. We would love to hear from you. Raw Dog, continue. Sorry.
Yeah, you know, so when you start to think about the packaging of the artist and representing a label, you're going to have to look at them as how the multidimensional, that the product that you are getting ready to expose to the world. Can they hold their own as a live entertaining event? I mean, you know, when they come and they're on stage, can you call what you're seeing and they do? You had to be there to experience what magic came alive when they started to perform. See, that's the funny part about this is that there's a psychological side that makes them a front runner. It's like you had to be there. They took and their artistry and their show, you know, that's where the money, man, they're paying $100 to $500 a seat for some artists.
Let's bring in our participants real quick, okay? Terrence, I'll be coming to you in just a moment. We're going to open up Twyla's line. Twyla, welcome to the show.
Uh-oh, I must have said something wrong. She raised her hand.
Oh, my God. You behave yourself, okay?
Okay. Terrence,
no, you said you never say anything wrong.
Nah,
you always right.
You just made that man
always
you
right. Yes. He takes it slow, long and slow, but he gets it out. It's good. Oh, my God, I don't want to sound like a sex line. Okay. Well,
Ooh, I'm spinning in my chair. Oh.
All right,
I'll get it. One thing I noticed about the music and the, you know, and a lot of the downloading and all of that, without a doubt, people are still, even though they're downloading a lot of the music, and we do think that it's affecting probably the, you know, the artists and whatever, but people are still buying the music, right?
Yes.
They are still buying it. I mean, their CDs are platinum and whatever else, so without a doubt, we know that the money, people are still purchasing it. The music. So it's basically, that's what y'all talking about, you know, is it affecting the artists? The music being downloaded? on the computer, you know, where is their music is at hand, and anybody can just get it. But they I really don't understand all, you know, are they downloading like all their music or just like one song on a that the artist might have just put out there, one good song.
Well, you know what, that and Poetic never did explain that because he says he's not one that downloads music. But
right.
I'll tell you like this: I got younger children, so and they're adults, and I know that they have been in that MP3 downloading. But you know,
right?
They lost it all because of a glitch in their MP3 player or their cell phone or what have you. They've lost it. Once it malfunctioned, everything is gone. They claim that you can now put things on different systems like cloud and what have you. But let me tell you something. Cloud has got a backup on it that if you purchased it, it has the authorization to hold it. You know, there's these security points that people aren't realizing. You know, that's just like every program that I might purchase over the internet as far as an operating program for my music program. Each one has a license. Each license then is set to another site, which I can always go back to, that has the license and the authorization. For if my computer locks up and I
right.
lose everything, I can go and regain it.
Right.
See, so
there's also a whole other host of things. Like, you know, I'm not going to say any names, but I know there's some people probably on this line that have never paid for music, right? Whether that's mainstream music or other music, and still to this day, a lot of the things that they're trying to limit you to or control you to, there's hack codes, there's passwords, there's all kinds of things that allow you to continuously keep that music going. And I think where they're going with it is another level of control, which is, you know, really big in the news right now as far as our privacy acts are concerned, where, you know, there's been two of the greatest creations that have taken place in the last generation, and that's the internet and the cell phone. And those two greatest creations that have happened that were built by man are also the weakest links to all security that we know, right?
I got a question for you. Okay. Yes, I know that people are downloading music. Have you ever listened to any of that music after it's downloaded?
I wouldn't know.
Okay, okay. Why I asked you that one question was this. Those are not music purists. I've listened to different things on different sites and what have you, and the quality is not totally there.
That's true.
See, I hear what you're saying. I remember the old bootleg cassette tapes.
Yes.
From the spot beat.
Yeah.
Okay? They were the music, but they didn't have the fidelity.
Yes.
Now, there are people that don't care about the fidelity. They just want to hear the noise. Well, okay. That satisfies them. It always did. Mm-hmm. There's always been bootleg. Okay?
Right.
But...
Yeah.
If you really, really want to hear the music, the product, the clarity, the definition, you know, it's there. Now, see, everybody may not have the stereo that I have. So, okay, when I put something on and it's, put it like this. Yes, I have stolen things off of the internet that I did not purchase. Guilty. Because I have a $1,200 machine.
Internet police coming to your house now, brother.
No, listen to me.
Internet police coming to your house now.
I paid for my machine. My machine is legal. It says I can do stuff like that. It gives me the ability, and I can burn the CD.
Right.
Okay? But it costs me $1,200. Okay? If I do that, and take it, and I put it on my stereo, there is what they call white noise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Ah, but you don't get that on the product.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
See, yeah. The thing about it is I hear what you're saying, and yes, you're right. But, you know, yeah, the Internet, yeah, you can do it. You know, if you still own a cassette deck from years before, like I got one of them, yeah, you can take and hit the button. But you're going to get that white noise that's going to make it substandard. And, okay, if you can live your life like that, okay, fine, all right, okay.
When people are saving, they ain't got to spend money to get it, so they sacrifice
that. There you go.
They go ahead and go with it. I'm like you. If I have something I want to hear that is best.
Yeah.
I'd rather go purchase it than to download and all that. And you write about when you hear stuff that's downloaded, it's totally different. The sound, everything is just.
The clarity. Plus, listen to this. When you download it, they're not telling you that you're what format that it's being compressed to when you download it.
Mm-hmm.
See, there's different rates and different compression that's put on how fast you can receive that file. You see, you know, they don't tell you that because why do they have to?
But
it's
all
free.
Download is not free. All of it, I mean, in some cases, people, they pay, $2, $1 or something like that. It's not a whole lot.
Right.
But all of it's not free.
But yeah, but see, you know
dollars,
what, when you pay the money.
Dollars of what they used to make. And then they, don't get me wrong, they put you in a group where you can download tons of songs for that $2 and $3.
True.
So now, don't get me wrong, that takes away from all the artists that really
That is so true.
You know what? Now, here's something. I went on a site, and I was listening to Bobby Womack, okay? And Bobby Womack, I loved his song, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened was is that I realized that they now have it on CD. His record, that the original it was posted from, the clarity's not there for the audio system and the definition that you can listen to music now. But if you buy the CD, they've remastered and remixed it. You know, if you've got a subwoofer and you've got, you know, surround, you can take his new CD of his old work, pop it in there, and Bobby's right there. But if you take and try to copy it from one of these sites, Bobby's standing off in the corner, and you realize it's just not, it's not like it's supposed to be.
Right.
You know, so, you can shortchange yourself. Yes, you can.
But I noticed that a lot on some of the CDs. Like if you buy, I had bought like old music, and it don't even sound the same.
A new CD produced?
Yeah, like it was an old CD. You're right, it was new. It was an old song. I mean, but the CD, but it don't sound the same. And it just sounds crazy to me. It don't sound the same.
Well, you know what? Now here's something too. You have to realize.
Mm-hmm.
Did they say they were putting it on CD and it's been remixed and remastered? Or are they just saying, like they used to
do
the Motown
song?
You remember when you could buy the Motown records? They used to advertise it on television and you could buy the stack of Motown?
Right.
They didn't have the quality or the fidelity. They never claimed to. They just said you can buy it this way at a cheap rate. You know, you'll notice that a lot of the music that they did, you have to look and see who is putting out that CD of the old that the artist did. Is it the studio that produced the artist, or is it somebody like I forget who those people were that used to put out all the remakes on CD or the compilations.
Was it Columbia House?
Yeah, there you go.
Columbia.
Yeah, Columbia House did not own those, nor did they claim to remix and remaster those. See, to remix and remaster by the studio that the artist produced the artist, then you have something to go and buy. But if it's Columbia House, you're going to get what you're paying for.
Yeah. Well,
whatever happened to them, they still exist.
I don't know if they're a part. I remember it was Columbia House. My question is, are they a part of Columbia? You know,
they are. I'll tell you what they are now. They are now one of the largest digital distributions that have merged with about five or six smaller distribution companies. They keep the grandfather name, and they have a bunch of granddaughter and grandson companies. So they are a large distribution, digital distribution network. That's what they are.
Hmm. Okay.
And very affordable.
Yeah, but the
you
thing
get
is,
what you pay
don't
for.
Don't get me
okay.
wrong, Terrence, and that's what I'm talking about, the very affordable. The thing it is, don't get me wrong, there is a way that they can get their old groove back, and I can see it clearly. Make sure y'all contact www.hiphopnational.com. Because I'm telling you, it's clearly they can make their money back and get their old groove back. They're just marketing wrong.
They're still making the money. They're just very quiet.
They're not making,
prior to the change,
they're not
the
making
music.
The gazillions they used to make.
Oh,
but
they
the
are.
5 years prior. The 5 years prior to the change in the music industry, they had the one thing that we all desire to get yourself heard, and that's a fan base. Right?
Yes.
True.
No, I agree with that.
Because once you bought the one record, you were in a subscription.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're still looking for me under the name Aloysius Green. Okay.
Well, at least it ain't poetic, so I don't care.
Yeah, they got that first penny, but they didn't get that $9.99 after that. You're right. Yeah, I can remember when it arrived at the house, and my father looked at me and said,
"Man, they had the game on lock." You got to admit, especially.
Oh yeah, my dad said to me.
Eight.
He said, "What did you do?" I said, "Hey, Dad, these are a penny." He said, "Yeah, right." He said, "A penny. Remember that. We'll talk later." And after they started billing me, it was like, wait a minute. You know, and you were supposed to pick up one record a month for a year. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Aloysius Green, they still looking for me.
That was genius. That was genius.
Hey, you know what? I think all of America did that to Columbia House. And that's why when you got the records, you realized they weren't the greatest sounding.
Mm-hmm.
You know? You think about it. You could get for a penny, you could get, what was it, 9, 10?
And don't get me wrong, who was it? Napster is the one picked up from them right after that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Napster made it available like that. And then, you know, and then LimeWire and all of the other ones, you know. But the thing it is, it all comes down to this. It regardless if it's free, regardless if it's for a penny, regardless if it's for $2, they're taking away the momentum of the career attraction of what made people want to get into music in the first place.
But see, guess what? Anybody can make a product.
Yes, but it goes like you were saying,
that doesn't qualify them to be an entertainment entertainer or star.
You said what it takes to make that product and then being able to recoup that money back. That is very important. That is important. Suppose I am that artist. that's supposed to be the next hot thing. But I had to start somewhere with the first
supposed
step.
Supposed to be.
Okay, well, listen, I'm just saying I had to start somewhere in the recording of the process to recoup some kind of money back. And
wait a minute. No. No, you don't make fame from the recording. I got to take that one away from you. No. You had to see those people before you actually embraced and called them an A-lister. You know, I mean, Ed Sullivan, all these, you know, Tonight Show, Arsenio Hall, all these
people. They start somewhere.
Yeah, but they had to have that other side of the package before people really joined in on the fan part.
But
we had to see Michael Jackson, the Jackson 5, before we actually embraced them.
If the Jackson came out today, the Jackson 5, and during right now, I'm talking about, let's say the first time they ever been heard was today, they would not be famous.
Yeah, they would, because
no,
you might
not
see them.
Why?
You might
said,
not
poetic.
See
why
them.
Why would
wait
you
minute,
say
listen
that?
To me. Listen to me.
I said, if
me.
They, I said if this was the first time that they was heard, it's the first time they ever, I'm talking about if it started today.
I know what you're saying. Mm-hmm.
What I'm saying, if it started today, they wouldn't be famous today. Now, do they still have the talent and what you call it? Yes. So it was still
okay, listen to me.
Listen what to I'm me. Saying, Radar, let me finish. It would take as much work to promote them and get them out there and market that product, period.
Okay, listen
and
to
then,
me. Listen
then
to me.
Recouping the money would still be the same.
Okay, but listen to me. I think...
With these people taking away the value of the CD, it's hurting the business.
Yeah.
Okay, I hear what you're saying, but there's a fast track to that. Now, I ain't going to tell you what it is. Because, see, I'm going to let you think and believe what you said. But if the Jacksons came out today, the exposure that they got from Ed Sullivan.
Well,
you're talking about yesterday.
No, I'm talking about exposure.
I'm talking about if the Jacksons had never existed.
You're not catching on.
I'm talking about
the
I'm talking about
but
the
Jacksons.
You know what?
Okay, you won't let me finish.
You're talking about the famous Jacksons that we know. I'm talking about the fame if they had never been heard of prior to today. If they were,
but what is that?
Like
let me say something. It's a quote in the Bible where it says, "Your gift shall make room for you." And without a doubt, even though, like you said, but their gift, the fact of their gift and their ability will put them where they need to go.
Okay, you guys.
Which actually did that. I mean, they were promoted. They had help, and they got
okay,
there.
Okay, but can I tell you guys something?
Yeah.
Okay. I, on the West Coast, did not see Michael Jackson or know anything about the Jacksons until there was a media exposure that brought them all over the nation.
Right.
From that point on, the Jacksons moved to the top because they had the other side of the package. It was no longer just the song. It was the performance that they put on. See, what you don't understand is there's been a lot
of
groups. Wait a minute. There's been a lot of groups like the Jacksons with that same formula. I can't even think of the other family's name.
You talking about the Osmonds?
No, they were kids and they came up and
the Osmonds. You talking about the Osmonds?
No, the Osmonds made it. They got exposure by
they came out with one
song.
They came out with one song. They kind of took on the whole. I think they even got it from Michael or picked up. You know, the Jackson style. And y'all remember
that
song?
Their exposure came from Perry Como. He had them on his show as often. But it was the, I can't think of these guys' names, they didn't make it. That's why I can't think of their names.
All what you're saying does not negate the fact that it took promotional dollars to make it happen.
You had Donna Ross promoting the Jackson.
Does not negate the fact that it takes promotional dollars.
Yes, it does.
Okay, but see, that is kind of yes and no. Because, you see, I'm going to say this. Which spreads first, the radio or television?
Or live at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
Live at this mall, live at that mall, live at this mall.
No, television does. Because what's happening on the East Coast, we can see on the West Coast. See, what I'm saying to you is this.
Without you, right, it's TV, without a doubt.
But I will say this. Just because you see something on TV, that don't mean it wasn't paid for.
I didn't say that. I said there is a way to become... You see, we went through shows where you said in Florida something was big, but it didn't make it to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, but
it was on the radio, and it might not have.
It's a promotional dollars to get on all of those networks across the country on one campaign, if that's what they were trying to do.
Okay,
it was so remarkable, the news said, hey, they got to hear this. Let's put it through the feed.
Listen. There are certain individuals that are set up in this system that have fan bases that if you were to go on their show, it's going all over the nation and even globally. So when we talk about, yes, I understand promotion, but there are some key figures that they have a fan base that if they were to give you that exposure, you know, if you went on Dick Clark at one time, you had national exposure. Mm-hmm. If you went on Soul Train and you, as an artist, as a group, you had national exposure.
Dick Clark and Soul Train fan base was business.
Yeah, but, they did have a fan base.
Was there times that he did favors? They did favors, and they did leaks because the relationships that they had with these people. But this has always been business, period.
Okay, why couldn't
always
here, here's a question. Here's a question. Chubby Checker.
Mm-hmm.
Chubby Checker was under Dick Clark.
Okay.
An artist could have went to Dick Clark, and if he would have been able to have the package and have the song, Dick Clark would have exposed him to the world, and Dick Clark would have been his manager. Chubby Checker was created by Dick Clark. See, how many other people were created by those people? There's the question.
Oh, yeah.
Sonny and Cher were created by Clark. See, if you look into the historical point of who had the fan base and nationwide exposure,
mm-hmm.
that's how they became, did you see? And the word would be passed from one to another to another. The curiosity would be there.
So
when
you saying
start talking about this industry, there are placement points that this industry can get their artists into, such as The Tonight Show, the same way the movie industry does. When a new movie's coming out, you could look at Kimbo and you could the other one, I don't watch them, so I don't know who they are, but you watch those shows at night, and they're coming out promoting who they are and their movie.
Yeah.
Here's a snippet. But with musical artists, they performed. The first time I ever saw musical Soul Child, he was on one of those programs. So, you know, when we start talking about strategic places, you have to be a package. You have to be ready to go out there in front of the people and promote it. You have to be all three sides of the coin. We think to have a good product, that could be total fakery. Who are the Chipmunks? You remember the Chipmunk song?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, who are they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, but did you realize that they got a Grammy?
That was Michael Jackson on crack.
No, but do you realize that they got a Grammy?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
See, so when we start talking about this industry and which side of it, you know, hey, and Michael Jackson, God save him. He's still alive. He's putting out a new CD. That just goes to show you that what crack will do for you.
That man ain't alive. Don't be putting that out there.
He was just at my house yesterday, man.
Michael Jackson's got a new CD coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson is alive.
Yeah. What's his name? What's the guy's name that's bringing it out? He's creating it.
Michael Jackson, did
he? Elvis Presley.
Yeah. What's his name?
Elvis Presley.
He's
putting it out.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And Tupac is going to be rapping on it.
Yeah, well, quite naturally, you know.
They're
going to get Tupac apart.
But
you know I really do like kind of like the download because, in a way, I mean, we're going to have it forever, so it's not like it's going to go away. That's one thing we know. It's not going away. I don't think it's going to ever go away. But, you know, a lot of the old music that you can't hardly find anymore, you know, because I was just talking to somebody about Rodo. You probably remember Stranger. Remember the song Stranger? I can't think of who's Betty. Is it Betty Green?
Mm.
Betty Green song. It's been such a mighty long time.
Oh, okay.
And it's like those songs that, you know, when you go into the stores, it's like you can't find them.
Okay, go over to Groove Shark.
Hey, really? I want to put something out to your listeners. Back in 19... When was the Iran-Contra? Is that 81, 82, Iran-Contra hearings? So I think it was 1981, 82. I was in New York, Brooklyn, and I was staying at my aunt's house in Flatbush. And there was a group that I have searched for years. It came out, it was around the same time when LL Cool J's song came out, I'm That Type of Guy.
Mm-hmm.
And the group's name, it was either Black Panther or Panthers. If anybody has a copy of that album, please forward it to Pop National Radio. I have looked for that album for 20 years.
And it's wow. Just like I like The Last Poets. And I it's like a lot of those different things, you know, songs and stuff, like I said, they're hard to find. And you know about The Last Poets?
Do you guys remember Baby Huey and the Babysitters? He did the song,
yeah.
Sam Cooke's song, A Change is Gonna Come.
Mm-hmm.
That
was a collector's album.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go into a vinyl shop if you had that, and they'd pay you up to $500 for it. Now, here's what happened. The label put it out on CD. So they squashed the people trying to find the original vinyl. You know, because they weren't able to capitalize on it. But what you're going to find is that almost all of the music or the artists that you mentioned,
mm-hmm.
you know, there are so many different sites now that you can actually possibly, but you're going to have to search, and it's going to shock you when you do find it because... And a lot of the sites I've noticed when you go on them, they make it kind of difficult for you to...
free music stuff, okay?
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of the sites you go on them, and it's real difficult unless you really know how to define the song, the exact title, and what
That's
have
right.
you. They is not necessarily going to pop up for you.
That's true.
I don't want to hear this free music stuff. I'm against it. Anyway,
right.
Anyway, I want to say this, guys. It's been a great journey with you guys tonight. I really enjoyed the topic, and I enjoyed you guys' input on tonight's topic. But we are getting ready to go to the music. So before we go to the music, I want to tell everybody that we are, Hip Hop National is doing a mixtape. We're looking for your submissions, and we'd like to get you going on an interview as well. Go to www.hiphopnational.com. Raw Dog, Dr. AT,
yeah.
And I want to thank Twyla and Terrence for their input tonight. And guys, all those who's out there just saying, I want to get in. I think you should just call in 213-559-2995 and be a part of our topics Monday, Wednesday, Friday. Music, be a part of our music Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. And coming up, guys, we have something for you special on Sunday. Raw Dog, Dr. AT, take it away.
God bless you guys. Have a good one.
This is Dr.
Okay.
Ray T, and welcome to Hip Hop National Radio's In the Mix. You have the number one hip hop station on the planet. We play the unsigned and independent artists from around the world, from every genre of music. To get your submission heard, send your radio MP3 file to www.hiphopnational.com.
Dr. AT.
Number one hip hop station on the planet.
Dr. AT. Dr. AT. Dr. AT.
Next on deck, one more round.
Go.
Hey, yeah.
MRP.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Hey.
Look good, feel good, yeah, that's success. Step through the door, I ain't got no more stress. Nothing on my mind, having a good time. Loved ones all around me, leave your worries behind. Smile for me, baby, even if you had your worst day. Shots all around, I know it's someone's birthday. But yeah, I got my family in here. You feeling alright, then put your glasses in the air. Yeah, we make a toast to the good life. Party is a job, then I'ma work it all night. And let's party like we stars and they kick us out. Drink liquor till the bar runs out. Yeah, live for the moment, not knowing where it takes me. Don't matter where I end up, just get home safely. Mr. Club Owner, don't shut this down. Cause the night is still young, I need one more crowd. Party people here tonight, put your hands up high. Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous, didn't kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round. Let's go.
One more round.
Bass in the speakers, beating all your pain away. Dance up your problems, sweating out the bad days. Feeling so right, at an all-time best. Looking so nice in your brand new dress. I wanna have a good night with all my friends. Can we make it last forever? And don't forget, smile every time when I'm taking my pics. Cause I'm blessed, never thought life would end up like this. I got a pocket full of sorrows, pillow for tomorrow. Got my pain in this bottle, I'll be finished when it's hollow. And pour shots till they get the last drop. Then the party don't stop till they calling the cops. Yeah, stress free living, but now that we living, got the bottles on ice, we VIP chilling. But yeah, and tonight is the night. But tell me how you feeling. Just one more, feel it.
Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night. We party like we're famous, till they kick us out. But my party ain't over, still kinda sober. Let me get one more round. One more round. One more round. One more.
What about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call up your friends and tell them come through. And we'll do this every night like deja vu. I don't wanna go home, what about you? The night's still young, girl, what should we do? Call all your friends up and tell them come through. And do this every night like deja vu.
Party people here tonight, put your hands up high.
Hands up high.
Leave your worries at the door and have one hell of a night.
one more round, one more round.
Next on deck, I'm swagging.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swag.
Get your swag on, get your swag on.
Riding real slow, got a pocket full of throw, trying to turn it into show. I'm a D-boy, doing what the D-boys do. Riding round off the drink, so listen to Screw. I do the fool, swanging, hogging up the lane. I do it for them boys with the candy on their train. With a real big rim, car sitting tall. Flip down screens, hit the button and they fall. If you fall like I fall, your wrist is icy. When they see the diamonds shining, I think they like me. It's a game time thing, and you already know. I stay stunting, haters mad cause they watching me glow. I got my swagger right, check, game tight, check. When I'm chopping through the city, everybody break their neck. I'm swinging to the left, I'm swinging to the right. Then I slow down my swag and let them spin at the light. I'm swinging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swinging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swinging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swinging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swinging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
Screens flipping, swerving in and out of lanes. It's your boy Scottie Pippen, still sipping on yak, still blazing up a sack, still riding in the lack with the roof pushed back, coming down like a hog, chopping and swinging, 18s in the trunk, and I'm keeping them banging. Ain't no windows tinted, you can see me in it. Don't put the rims on it without TVs in it. We ain't new to this. We've been doing this here for moons. I'm a game time player. I run around with tycoons. I'm swagging, grip, grip, gripping on the grain.
I'm swagging,
paint drip, dripping in the lane.
I'm swagging,
rims still spinning like gold. When I pull off, the rims start moving real slow. When I'm in your city, you gotta watch me glow. Nebraska on the plates and I represent the O.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
I'm swagging,
get your swag on, get your swag on.
Started off with Dayton's and Bowles. Now it's candy paint blades and them pop-up doughs. In my city, if you're ballin', you gotta ride clean. If you're riding on rims, then you gotta watch screens. When I pull up at the lights, my rims don't stop. When I'm riding up the block, my rims gon' chop. I'm the MVP, I'm the player of the game. In the slab coming down, paint drippin' in the lane. If you ride shiny clean, then you're doing your thing. I blow the horn when I pass, I'm respecting your swing. I see you, player, go ahead, do what you do. When I ride by the stunner, I'ma chuck him a deuce. It's an Omaha thing, go on swing, go on swing. You got diamonds in your chain, let them hang, let them hang. This is for the players that be keeping it real. Pop your collar with me, Pippin, and show me your grill.
I'm swing,
get your swing on. Get your swing on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swing on, get your swing on,
I'm swaying.
Get your swing on, get your swing on.
Yes, yes, yes. It is spotlight time here at Hip Hop National Radio. Yeah, I said it. Spotlight time. It is my pleasure. Drum roll, please. Take it away.
Yo, what's up? This is Gabby Cashman. It's about to go down right here, right now, since debuting my new song, Red Lipstick and the AK. It's available now on iTunes. You can also hear more of my music at my official website, GabbyCashman.com. Drop that.
Yo, to make it today as a woman, you gotta be tough, sexy, street smart, and educated. Let me show you how I do it.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
With an AK flow, it's a hijack, everybody hit the flow. I'm really that dope and I'm really that cold. Hit the first line, they already sold. She so slick, I'ma unload. First word books that wanna get bold. They lay away much like some hoe. Winning, they zero. Kill that show, get the dough. They know that I'm next to blow. Play with fire, you get burned. I'm the best thing you gon' learn. And I gotta teach ya. This is so breezy, but I will go easy. I don't got asthma, but I got that asthma. It's something expensive, pushing on the gas, huh? Y'all know the drill, y'all know the deal. When I grab the wheel, okay, it gets real. The money talks, then I can back it up. And I can be walking and y'all ain't catching up. Cause I stay 100 feet ahead of the curveball. When y'all wanna hear, you know who to call.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. I just got my second win and I'm going in. I got a good stride, so I was born to win. So much ice, they think it's winter. You know where to find me, front and center. Beach buddy, I got the girls out. Pick up your jaw when the girls out. When I'm on the baseline, I hit it over time. Cops looking for me cause I'm better than crime. Crank it up, I keep it moving. An optimist, I keep improving. I work hard cause I don't like losing. She just hate, I'm the one he choosing. They wanna know what I'm planning. When I'm in Miami, vacation in the tanning. The night I'm in the city, got some pretty girls with me. Hanging at the Lemmy and we all getting trippy. Screaming out yellow, standing on the hood. I don't like to brag, but I'm looking good.
Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip. Red lipstick and got the AK. Run up in my spot and you will get sprayed. I want money, cars, and clothes like so rich. Cornbread, country girl, thick in the hip.
Next on deck, The Dreamer.
Hey, long after we go down to the grave. Life from God already scheduled.
Cause I dream. This thing. Every day it's just me against everything. Me against everything. Every day it's just me against everything.
I am a dreamer. Not say, I'm dreaming till the day it's gone. Life is like a breath that fades upon hours of days.
What's up, good people? It's your boy, Andre Lewis. Here's my single debut, Give Him Praise, and you heard it first on Hip Hop National Radio. Download it on iTunes and follow me on Twitter at Lyricist Lewis. Aight!
This rock got favor. Ain't no coincidence like rocks is a paper. Only one that earned king status from a prince. Nobody ever lived that can walk up in his prince. Ain't no blueprint simplified. Jesus Christ came to die. Love will make Marines holler. Hoorah, simplify. He got that power. Much more than Kanye. Jesus ain't alive. It's just something that me conjure. Jay came and died, but he rose on that thigh. Jay. Now he's in the sky, most high with that poppy. And he coming back, white horse with the strong. Trumpet blaring, Louis Armstrong. Get the music right, don't be caught up singing thong song. Read up on your words too and don't be quoting thong song. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, to start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing, he's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, to start repeating, it's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Came and died for the holy. Got enough blood for you and also for your homie. Holy Spirit's on the inside, you're never lonely. Open up the pages of the Bible, then it shows me. I gotta live righteous, gotta live holy. Gotta stay humble, but in other words, lonely. Learn about Christ, he's the life for your soul. Jesus is his name, and don't forget it like Toby. You can't be so arrogant, imitating Kobe. When you go to the throne, but got a right to go boldly. Set your back, flee from the devil, that's what he owes me. Like the fact that I'm saved, I believe cause Christ told me. Can't wait to see Jesus' hands, they still holy. From hanging on that rugged old cross for my soul. He did it out the love of his heart, he never owed me.
first thing he showed me. Now check me out. Yeah. Go ahead, yeah. I get a little praise. Yeah. Pay attention, yeah. Start repeating. Yeah. It's the end of days. Yeah. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. He's amazing. Yeah. Hey. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Hey. Pay attention, hey. Start repeating. It's the end of days. Hey. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. Hey. Omega the creator, yeah. The final way maker on top and ungreater. Right. So the Satan is a lying full-fledged hater. Okay. He can hate all he want but can't stop God's favor. See God can make it possible, possible. So how could you believe on what them doctors do? Yeah. Working in a hospital. Okay. Jesus left a comforter, the Holy Ghost inside of you. A filler and a healer, not a killer. He will guide you through. Serving omnipresent God that does not lose the sight of you. Yeah. If you need an open door, hit the floor and trust the Lord. He will meet your every need, humble cry. To the Lord, he did more. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing. Go ahead, I get a little praise. Pay attention, start repeating. It's the end of days. Get down on your knees, let him know that he's amazing. He's amazing. He's amazing.
Next on deck, Angel.
Play your music. Yeah. Woo. Yeah, she got my attention, so I just look and listen. Wishing I was the one to put her in a good position. But I guess she got her while her mind was still in good condition. And I ain't hating, I'm just saying it was real. Someone with her, but nobody else is paying the bill. And I wanna know how did this happen, early. She ain't even tapping 30. She made her bed, but that don't mean she like her mattress dirty. Never see attitude, only see gratitude. So honestly, sweetie, I can't even be mad at you. Do what you have to do if you believe in it. But I swear that bed don't even look like you can sleep in it. But if you good, then I want out. Still wishing that somehow I can give you what you deserve. And there's some rap to that fun down. Cause they don't make them like you, babe. There's no lie, two chains. They should call you Angel for your new name. Cause you made me feel. Everywhere she would court him. Told his mom she loved her because he didn't abort him. He just wanted attention, being somebody fiction. And did her dirty so much it was almost like an addiction. Knew she would be his wife no matter how he was living. Asked me to take him in so his mama wouldn't enlist him. No, it's nothing against him, homie just wouldn't listen. Took advantage of something that most of us wasn't getting. I was begging somebody to give me a full commitment. She was doing his laundry and washing all of his dishes. Ain't no reason for cheating, I was the one who didn't. But he's the one with a chick that'll put 1,000% in. He kept doing the dirty until she finally caught him. Cause he thought that she bought it a lesson that she had taught him. I'm just glad that it's over, but never should have just started. Cause my best friend coming straight out of Trinity Garden. Cause you make me feel.
This is a Raw Dog production. I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
I'm Dr. AT, damn it.
Wonder if some program directors at the radio stations gon' show me some love and put me in rotation. Without having to dig deep into my pockets, I'm a hustler, but it still don't mean that I got it. I wonder if the streets gon' feel me, and if I get shot, and I wonder if God gon' heal me. I wonder if I'ma die before I get rich, cause I'm chasing a dream. I wonder if my girl really love me and think the world love me and put nobody else above me. I wonder if I'm living a lie and if I'm platinum plaque ain't nothing but mirages in the sky. I wonder if I'm realer than real and in the heat of the moment would I freeze it? I wonder if I'm writing my last 16, and if so, press rewind so you can see what I mean. I wonder. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. It's as real as it gets, G. Sacrifice a million blacks for one road scholar. I wonder if my kids know I love them to death, and I'ma stay on the grind till my very last breath. I wonder if we in heaven or hell, and if I get down on the block again, hustling with they running tail. I wonder if we gotta sell our souls just to move a few units, chip pack number gold. I wonder if they kill Cochran and Frank Mike, and if Hollywood been conspiring against Spike. I wonder if my people's is cursed, and if not, why I feel so much pain in this one verse. I wonder if I'm destined to make it. I see opportunity that's at my front door and I'ma take it. I wonder if God gon' punish me for trying to feed my family. Wrong talent in the industry for years, been settling for less. Why the haters hate, and why you looking at my plate when I know that you done already ate. I wonder when I spit this flame, is the whole world gonna keep on asking me what's my name? I wonder if the gang gonna flip, and if the public don't wanna hear no more of this gangster shit.
Hey guys, you know this is the part of the show we gotta be going off. Before I go, I just wanna let you guys know out here for all the artists that did not hear the submissions tonight, I want you to do with this. If you got your mixes ready, all you gotta do is go to www.hiphopnationalradio.com and send your mix into us. But remember, the language and the content need to be right. I'll see you guys next time. God bless. This is Dr. Ray T in the mix for Hip Hop National Radio.
Now you know who I am, now you know who I be. Now you know I got at least 1,000 that's rolling with me.
Alrighty,
let's get on the
vibe.
Thanks for coming along for the ride for another tour.